The secret of getting ahead is getting started. Mark Twain.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
With the recent focus on the rollout of 5G technology and its questionable effects on our health, our environment, and more, I wanted to focus an entire episode on EMF technology and its relationship to essential oils. Can essential oils help protect our bodies or bolster our bodies against harmful EMF radiation? Which essential oils might work best? And is this stuff really just hype? Or do EMFs actually cause harm to our bodies? We'll explore all this and more with expert Wendy Myers on today's episode of The Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Before we get started, I always love to share my favorite essential oil of the week. This week's essential oil is fennel. And fennel oil came to my attention partly because of the research I've been doing lately on EMFs and their effects on our health. Oddly enough, fennel essential oil has been researched for its potential to reduce reproductive organ damage due to EMFs. This study says, quote, the antioxidant compounds in fennel and vitamin E with other antioxidants can reduce the harmful effects of EMFs on the reproductive system. So if you're ever in a super heavy EMF zone, why not put some fennel oil on your body? I recommend you dilute it and apply it on the bottom of your feet and up your spine and on the top of your head. Fennel oil is also a go-to favorite for any sort of digestive system issues. You can also use fennel oil if you are a breastfeeding mother. If you need any help boosting your milk production, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence to suggest that using fennel essential oil could increase your milk production. Never put it on your breast directly to protect your baby who may be touching your skin. You can simply dilute it and rub it on your back right on the bra line, or put it in a capsule diluted with olive oil and swallow. Now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Tammy Jandrowski. Her recipe is called the Citrus Carpet Freshener. To make the Citrus Carpet Freshener, you'll need 3/4 cup baking soda, 10 drops lemon, 10 drops blood orange, and 10 drops lime essential oil. Place all ingredients in a sprinkle or shaker jar and let it sit for 24 hours. Shake lightly over all carpet areas to freshen. Wait 30 minutes and vacuum up. Room smells oh so good. Enjoy. Thanks so much for your recipe, Tammy. This looks great. Send us your recipes to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. As you know, when you submit a recipe to our DIY dugout, you're automatically entered to win one of our monthly giveaways of a bottle of orange essential oil and our favorite DIY essential oil ebook. Congratulations to Andrea Manchesny, who won our April DIY dugout giveaway for her recipe of face cream used back in episode 190.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I am here with the lovely Wendy Myers. She's the founder of MyersDetox.com. She's a detox expert, functional diagnostic nutritionist, and NES bioenergetic practitioner in Los Angeles, California. She's the number one best-selling author of Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals to End Exhaustion and Chronic Fatigue. And she's the host of the Heavy Metals Summit, plus creator of the Myers Detox Protocol and Mitochondria Detox. Wendy, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you here, actually back. I think you were on the show maybe 2-3 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Absolutely. I love the work that you do. You are such an expert on your fields, detox. And now I know you've branched into a lot more than that as well. So I can't wait to dive in with you on this topic of EMFs, especially. It's on everyone's mind these days. Everyone's worried. Everyone's freaking out about 5G. They're wondering, what can I do to protect myself? Is there a way to protect myself? Are these really dangerous? There's just so many questions and worry that I know people are feeling right now. So I'm so grateful to have you on to hopefully let us understand this a lot better and more sanely.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning with just a basics for people who don't understand what exactly is an EMF.
Yes. Yeah. And I just want to preface this with, you know, I focus on heavy metal detoxification, but I got more and more into EMFs because there are so many people who want to detox or want to do something to meet their health goals. But the stressors of EMF get in the way of someone's proper bodily functioning, and they have to address this and reduce this stressor in order for them, for their body to work properly so that they can feel good and feel healthy. So I add this to my messaging and what I do when I'm working with clients, helping them to do heavy metal detox so that they can accomplish that. And so, but I think a lot of people are dealing with these mystery symptoms, and you know, they're dealing with, can be attributed to anything: anxiety, depression, fatigue, brain fog, infertility. I mean, so many, you know, childhood ADHD, and just so many different symptoms, problems sleeping as well, or dizziness, and people just go into their doctor and, why am I feeling this way? We're on all these tests. Everything's normal for the most part, and are just given maybe a medication, and they don't realize that all of these increasing levels of electromagnetic frequencies in our environment are contributing to these symptoms. And so people need to be paying attention to this if they're not feeling well, if they're exhausted and they just can't figure out why, and they're going, and then people go from program to program to program and take different supplements trying to alleviate their ills when they're missing this very, very foundational issue, which these frequencies affect our body's main communication system. They impact our body's electrical functioning. We're very much electrical beings. Our cells have a charge on the outside of their membrane. Our bodies don't work correctly when we have these non-native frequencies constantly hitting our bodies and impacting how they work. So not surprising, they cause all these different symptoms and make us not feel well.
Right. I'm glad to hear you say that it's a foundational issue, because I think a lot of people approach EMFs or EMF reduction as sort of like a last step. You know, I've done all these other things. I'm eating well, I'm detoxing, I'm exercising. Okay, maybe now I'll think about EMFs. Why do you think that is?
You know, I was the exact same way. I had been like detoxing forever and just exercising and diet and sleep. And I think people tend to go through the checklist when they're first starting on their health journey. They go through this checklist of, you know, they want to work on their diet first, and they focus on sleep, and then they're trying to get their exercise in. And then people kind of, there's only so many things that you can do in a day. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, a lot of people have to check off all these things first and go to, you know, use better beauty products and makeup. And EMF was the last thing for me, because there's only so many things that one can do. But as I think people are becoming more and more educated, and there's higher frequencies, and there's 5G satellites, there's 60 a month going into the atmosphere, people are kind of waking up to this threat to our health. It's a very real threat. I'm trying to get the message out to people, you know, about, you know, different simple things that they can do to help protect, because as we're going to get, you know, the frequencies have increased since in the 1900s. So we've, you know, with the introduction of radio waves in, say, 1917, radio towers went up everywhere to provide people radio. And then there are some people just aren't adapted to that, and they got sick and are more vulnerable to illness and whatnot. And then we have the introduction of like sonar and other things in the 50s. And it's just steadily and steadily increased. And then cell phones in the 90s, and now 5G. And, you know, people are adapting to that, but some people just don't. Some people are incredibly sensitive to EMFs, and I think are, and some people will adapt to that and others won't. So we know from the research that EMFs, these non-native frequencies, these really strong frequencies that interrupt how our bodies work, we've got to really start thinking about protecting ourselves and ways to reduce EMF in our environment, because it does impact people's health dramatically. And if you can just figure that out, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but if you can just start with some simple things and then just, you know, slowly but surely start reducing EMF, discovering EMF sources in your environment and reducing them, I think people will find that there are a lot of health benefits to that. And so they're not kind of aimlessly searching for that next supplement and that next program and that next thing, trying to address their symptoms.
Yeah. Well, I want to get into some of those solutions here really shortly, but I think because this is such a, I don't know if controversial is the right word for it, but there's still a ton of people out there who just don't believe it. They just don't believe that this is an issue. They don't believe that there are negative, harmful effects to your body due to EMFs. So can you share just a little bit more of the science and the research and the studies that have been done on the effects of these, especially these stronger like 5G and just stronger Wi-Fi internet that we have to like the average human body?
Yes. So I don't have like actual studies that I know by heart that I can quote, but you know, there are thousands of studies that show this. I mean, I've looked at, I can probably find some meta-analyses that I could give you to be in the podcast notes.
Sure.
So this meta-analysis study takes dozens and dozens of other studies. And this one I looked at had a list of all the different symptoms that EMF is proven to cause. Infertility is a big one. Anxiety, depression, immunity is a huge one. Sleep disturbances, the EMF effect of reducing melatonin production in your body is very well established. And leukemia, cancers, because we know that EMF, it improves glucose uptake in your cells. And one of the primary drivers of tumors is they feed on glucose. So we know from research that if you starve cancer cells of sugar, glucose, that the cancer cells don't have a, you know, a fuel source. But EMF increases that uptake into cells. And so that's one of the mechanisms where we know that it causes cancer. But we also know that it, based on the research, that the body has an energy field. And that's where a lot of the communication takes place energetically. So we know that information travels on waves. That's how we hear information on a radio, where there are these radio waves and there is information in these radio waves. And when you tune that radio to a certain frequency, like 98.6, you hear that information on radio waves. Our body works the same way, where a lot of the communication information is sent on energy waves. And this is these energy fields that are native to our bodies. And when we have the introduction or interruption of these very strong frequencies from our cell phones and computers and wireless internet, 5G cell phone towers, it very much interrupts that. So our body doesn't work as well because of that. And so that's just a simplified explanation, but there's a massive amount of research. If you go on PubMed or Google Scholar and you can type in EMF and you know, any symptom that you have. EMF and fatigue, EMF infertility, EMF anxiety, and see a lot of very compelling, legitimate research to that effect. You can also, Dr. McCullough has a book, Dr. Lloyd Burrell, Nick Pinot, these are all EMF experts. They have books that are very, very heavily cited to support the harmful effects of EMF if anyone wants to pursue that further.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a rabbit hole and it can be scary, I think, because when we look at EMF, the thought of reducing our access to technology is a scary thought, right? We don't want to be behind. We don't want to be out of touch or without our capability. Like, you know, I work from home. I have Wi-Fi I need to work. And so there's like a scare factor there, a fear factor there for people that I think stops them from looking into it even further. And now, especially with 5G coming out where, you know, we feel like we can't escape, you know, there's just a lot of fear there. So let's talk about solutions. Let's look at what are some easy things that we can do to protect ourselves more. And I also want to talk about essential oils and how they might relate to this topic as well.
Yeah, I love essential oils. Let's just start there.
Great.
Because how do essential oils work? part of how they work is delivering their amazing frequencies to our body. They have information in those frequencies that get into our body when we diffuse them or aromatize them or we ingest them or rub them on our body. That's part of how they work. They also have antioxidants in them that counter the effects, this oxidative stress that happens when we are exposed to EMF as well. So they're kind of attacking EMF or counteracting EMF and reversing the damage of EMF in two different ways there. And so some very specific essential oils that are really helpful is rose essential oil. Rose has the highest frequency. It's at 320 megahertz. And a lot of different like radio frequencies around 100 megahertz or so. And so rose can very much help to negate or counteract some weaker EMF frequencies, not all of them, but every little bit helps. So rose is probably the highest level frequency of all the essential oils. And then there's helichrysum as well, frankincense, chamomile, and fennel. Those are all fantastic essential oils. If you're wanting to use some for counteracting EMFs or use them for their other many benefits as well, those are fantastic.
Would you recommend any specific way of utilizing those, or any way is fine?
Any way is fine, whether you're diffusing them or putting them on your body, or, you know, some you can't ingest all of them, but it just depends on each one. But some of those you can ingest, like chamomile, you can ingest.
Yeah. I want to add Northern Lights Black Spruce to that list as well. For some reason, that one gets left off a lot of lists for high frequency essential oils, but that one's actually potentially even higher than rose essential oil.
There oh, really?
A little more testing done on it, but the initial results that I heard about were in the like 500 range compared oh, wow. to rose being around 300. And if you think about where the essential oil comes from these Northern Light Black Spruce trees that are grown underneath the Northern Lights up in Canada, it's kind of cool to think about how that energy from the lights could be getting into the trees and how that then gets transferred to the essential oil. So, and it's one of my favorite smells as well. I love that one.
Oh, that's so interesting. You know, I actually haven't tried that one. I have seen that one and I've wanted to try it, but I just never pushed the button.
Oh yeah. You gotta get it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stories like that. They're like, oh, that sounds, I want to like all of them.
But exactly.
But yeah, but that's really interesting. Yeah. And it's also interesting. There's other things that I do. I have this device called a Spooky 2 that has all the frequencies of all the essential oils. And you can run this program and emit those frequencies of essential oils to your body as well.
Yeah.
Super, super interesting. So I like the essential oils. You know, I want the smell of them. I want them on my body. So you don't get that kind of that olfactory limbic system stimulation like you, in the same way if you just run the frequency of the essential oil on this device.
Right.
But it's just one way to get those frequencies into your body and get their benefits.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Well, do you want to move on to solutions and see
yeah.
how can people lower their EMF exposure just on a day-to-day basis? And I want to, before you move into that, just say for people who are still kind of skeptical about this, or they're just like, no, I think I'm fine. You know, I just want to put that challenge out there to you to just give it a try. Implement some of these things that we're going to talk about and lower your exposure for, you know, a week or so and see if you feel a difference, because you are the best judge of your body and how it's doing and how it's adapting to this new technologically advanced world that we're living in.
Yeah. And I think there's something to be said for people, anyone being a fish in water. People don't always realize that they don't feel their best until they do something and that it improves their health and they feel a little bit better and a little bit better. And I always continue to be amazed when I've implemented certain devices or protocols or supplements that I go to this next level and I'm like, oh wow, I didn't realize I could feel this good.
That's what I'm supposed to feel like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm feeling joy is like, or waking up and feeling good. And in one of the experiences I had in that regard was something called the Harmony Pendant. It's this pendant that I wear every day. And I met the founder, Robert Marking, and I met him at a bioenergetics training that I went to. And he said, hey, try my pendant. And I put it on and he activated this pendant to my body. And I felt high really for about 4 days afterwards.
Yeah.
It was a truly profound experience, and it was a pivotal moment in my life. And he talked to me about the EMF protective benefits of it and how, you know, EMF is this huge stressor. There's many stressors that we have in our environment, but because this pendant essentially corrects the distortions in your body's energy field, it essentially improves the functioning and the adaptive response of your body's energy field, you're better able to deal with the stressor that is EMF. And so it doesn't affect you as negatively. And they have, the company has a study to prove that. They've done studies where they have a person come in, they kind of expose someone to an EMF source, do a test, and then they see that their body is under a lot of stress. Different types of stress, whether it's their heart rate variability, their mitochondrial power, their meridians, just a lot of different variables are tested. And then people, you know, start wearing this Harmony pendant, activate it. And then after a few minutes, do this test again. It's called an HRV, or it's called a heart scientific heart rate variability machine. It's a technology out of Russia. And then they do this test a third time and see the person is almost back to where they were on all these variables before being exposed to the EMF. So we know for a fact, based on this study, that this pendant is helping to mitigate and reduce the effects, the biological effects of EMF on the body. And so really, but that's just one of the benefits of it.
Right. I have questions about the necklace too, because I'm wearing mine now. I love it. I have one for every member of my family. And every time I look at it, I'm like, I can't wait till I get Wendy on the phone so I can ask her more about this pendant. Because I'm always so curious, like, what is this made of? Is it the material that gives it the benefit, or is it the design of it? I'm like so curious about how does this work?
Yes. So it's made of surgical stainless steel. So it's not the material. And so what it is the actual hole pattern in the pendant. And so Robert Marking, who developed this pendant, has spent about 15 years figuring this out. And he's just a really, really high level medical intuitive. And so he created this hole pattern, and he's experimented with a lot of different hole patterns, but he found that this one in particular worked best to help to correct the distortions in the body's energy field. And he did this by looking at before and after patterns at people's biophoton field. So your mitochondria, your little cells, powerhouses in your body, and they make your body's energy. And part of how they work is with biophotons. So taking the sun's energy, charging up and turning that into usable energy by your body. And he was able to, with the use of different types of cameras, looking at the biophoton field before and after. And so by, you know, using different hole patterns and trying out different things, he found that this hole pattern worked the best for charging up the body's mitochondria. So people are able to just make energy more efficiently in their body, especially from the sun. So he's just been through a lot of different experiments and worked with thousands of people and found that just this whole pattern worked the best to accomplish what he was trying to do.
Well, I love the pendant. I love what you've done with it. And I feel like you're really advancing that to the next level and making it really accessible for people. And I hear that you're making a new pendant as well that will have essential oil diffuser built in.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Very exciting.
Well, this was suggested to us by someone that's, you know, really big in the essential oil world. And we thought, well, that's a really good idea. We hadn't thought of that. So we decided to go into production of this. It's not available yet, but it will be available very, very soon, probably after the publication of this podcast. But yeah, it's just a little locket that will have that's the pendant, but it'll be in the form of a locket that will have some all natural pads inside of it where you can drop essential oils on it and use it as an essential oil diffuser. And so I love essential oils. I have some of my essential oils going right now and in my atomizer. And so it's for all of you guys that love essential oils. It's just the pendant locket with the essential oil diffuser will do double duty.
Yeah. I can't wait. That's so exciting.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot,
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I have two more big questions for you, and we'll see if we can get through them pretty quickly. But I want to talk a little bit more about other solutions people can utilize. And then I want to have you explain how 5G ties into all of this.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and I wanted to just say one thing. So I just introduced the concept of bioenergetics with a pendant. And this probably sounds like just a load of crap to a lot of people that are listening. And I totally understand because I'm very science-oriented. Everything I do on my website on myersdetox.com is all research-based. Every article I have has 10, 20, 30 scientific studies to support what I'm saying. And so I was very resistant in the beginning to the concept of bioenergetics because it really blew apart my whole framework of how the body actually works. That, you know, just working with the body, feeding it supplements or medications or doing things to improve the body's functioning. My whole framework was doing things on the physical level. But in learning more about bioenergetics, I realized there's this whole other world regarding how the body works. And that framework helps us understand how EMF frequencies are negatively impacting the body's energetic functioning and interfering in the body's waves, energy waves that it creates. And there's a tremendous amount of research on PubMed on bioenergetics. So if you're kind of skeptical about something that I'm saying, there's tons of evidence on bioenergetics that just search in bioenergetics on PubMed and see what pops up.
Thanks. Thanks for sharing that. Well, what would be maybe your top two or three tips for lowering EMFs, aside from perhaps wearing the necklace, which I know you said doesn't lower EMFs, it just helps to improve the body's reaction to it. What are some other things people can do?
Yeah, so the pendant by itself is not 100% protection from EMF. Every little bit helps. So you really have to look at mitigation in your environment and looking for sources in your environment. So I have a tri-field meter. They're about $170 on Amazon or another retailer. And so it's really an interesting education to walk through your home and look for sources of EMF. And some people can be really, really surprised. For instance, sometimes people have a television and the Bluetooth is on even when the actual device is on standby or even off. And so that can be a really high source of EMF. People can have, I went in one business and they had this emergency like backup lighting system. And it was just such a high frequency. The person was really, really surprised that this was on all the time, just bombarding their body with this really high frequency. And then there can be all these different appliances. Like if you go into your kitchen, forget the microwave. And we know that those emit really high EMFs, but a lot of manufacturers are aware of that and making them they're better shielded, the newer ones. But just the item being plugged in, not even on, just plugged in, can be emitting EMF. So I just make sure I don't leave anything plugged in, not just for EMS, but just to save the energy. And then there can be like your computer, sitting in front of your computer all day. There's different things you can do. I have like a little pad that absorbs EMF from my laptop, but you can't mitigate everything. You just want to try to identify hidden sources of EMF in your environment and try to reduce them as best you can. An obvious source is the wireless internet modem. And so first step, you can hardwire your computer and turn off the wireless aspect. That's a very simple thing to do. If you don't want to do that, you can just at least turn off the wireless at night while you're sleeping, because the wireless absolutely dramatically impacts your sleep and the quality of your sleep and its restorative and regenerative capacity that we're looking for when we're sleeping. So the wireless internet really interferes in that. So turn it off. If you find that you're having trouble remembering to turn it off, you can put it on a timer, or they have devices out there. They have wireless routers out there that actually turn off when they're not in use. So anytime during the day or night when your wireless internet is not in use, it will just automatically turn off. So it only just springs on when it's not in use. So really, there's a lot of things now. And there's also the electric smart meter in your home. If that's right outside, if that's in the wall of your bedroom, you're in trouble. You need to be thinking about maybe moving your bedroom or shielding that. There's little shields that you can buy that cover that electric smart meter, because some of those, they're beaming a really strong signal, even 25 miles every few seconds to the electric company so that you can get that bill once a month. And so there are just a lot of different examples like this in your home that you need to think about. And also the wiring in your walls, there's dirty electricity. It's not just radio waves or 5G towers, or there's a threat of dirty electricity that wires in your walls. So if your head is right next to a wall in your bedroom where you're sleeping, distancing yourself dramatically reduces the impact of that EMF on your body. So you can, you know, at least move your bed away from the wall, even a foot or maybe even two. That can have a huge impact as well in improving your sleep. Just there's lots of little things like this. I have a lot more information on my site on MyersDetox.com, and HarmonyPendant.com has information as well.
Yeah. Well, those are some great tips. I mean, I think that alone can make a huge impact, and that's enough to keep people busy for a while as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm a big encourager of baby steps as well. So if, you know, don't get too overwhelmed from this whole list, just start with one thing. Absolutely.
And I had one more thing I wanted to add that I think is interesting for any EMF buffs out there. These tri-field meters are any many meters that people are using at home to look for different sources of EMF, they aren't the wavelengths they're testing or the frequencies they're testing miss the 5G satellites that are in the atmosphere. So those can go up to 60 gigahertz. So the EMF meters are not testing that. So those can be affecting your body and you're just not aware of it, because that takes very, very sophisticated equipment that like a building biologist would have, like a $20,000 gadget. And so those are being missed by typical meters.
Okay, that's good to know. And an excellent segue to the last topic I wanted to cover with you is 5G. How is 5G different than other EMF sources that we're talking about? And is it possible to shield yourself or lower your exposure to it if it's truly going up all around the world?
One of the only ways you're going to be able to protect yourself from 5G is shielding your body in different ways. So the Harmony Pendant is a step in the right direction. It's better than nothing, but you can do a Faraday cage in your bedroom where it's literally material that shields you from EMF. You can use aluminum paint. You can use aluminum paint in your bedroom. Aluminum shields it. I even had a home one time, and I didn't do it for EMF, but it had aluminum paint. I had 7 coats of aluminum paint on the ceiling just to reflect the sun and prevent it from heating up. But inadvertently, that's protecting from EMF. So EMF paint, Faraday cages in the bedroom, that's what they're called. They're just EMF shielding devices. And they even have sheets that have silver thread in them that you can sleep in that will protect your body. And so there's a number of different protection devices out there. There's EMF clothing, and there's all kinds of different things out there that you can dig into. But ultimately, you really have to shield your body from these things, because there's by the year 2022, there's going to be 20,000 5G satellites in our atmosphere. Compliments of Elon Musk of Starlink. He has a company called Starlink that's currently putting up about 60 satellites every month. There's other companies as well doing this, not just him. There's 2 or 3 other companies. One is funded by Bill Gates that is putting these satellites, and there's a competition to own the skies because there's going to be a lot of
money made. A lot of money made.
A lot of money made. Yeah. And so this is just a coming reality. And I think that's why there's more and more kind of information out there, more messaging that we're seeing about EMF and 5G, because it is a very real threat to our health. But there's lots of things you can do to protect yourself. It's not doomsday. And there'll be more and more sophisticated things coming out to help protect ourselves.
Right. And I hope that also to protect our environment. That's one of the things that I'm very worried about is, you know, all the little critters and bees, and we have no idea how this is going to affect our ecosystems.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really concerned about that as well, because there's a lot of countries that have, you know, put 5G rollout on hold, because like Denmark and other countries, because of the effects they've seen on bees and birds when they have erected a 5G tower. And here we are in the US, we're just rolling out the 5G in all the major cities, and these 5G towers, that there have to be a lot of them for that 5G system to work correctly. And so it's very, very, very concerning, not only for our health, but for our environment as well. So I'm glad that you brought up that point.
Yeah. Quick question about what you just said. So the countries that are kind of slowing down on the rollout of the towers, are they still affected by the satellites that are in space beaming down, or do you have to have the towers erected for that to get like transmitted? Do you know?
You know what? I actually have not looked into that. The reason the satellites are going up, I think, is to not need the towers. I haven't actually looked into that question, but I'm assuming that the satellites are to bypass the need for the towers, which is not, it's like the same idea of telecommunications satellites or satellite television. You don't need this physical infrastructure for it to work. So the satellites are much more convenient.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting times we're living in, Wendy. Interesting times.
Oh, actually, that is correct. The reason that the 5G towers are going up, because these companies want to be able to provide cell service to people in Africa, all the corners of the earth, where it just isn't economically feasible to erect the tower. So that is specifically why they are being erected. So I don't know why that didn't occur to me. But one of the reasons that there's a lot of kind of PR, or I even call it propaganda, in major news sources, say on, you know, CNN or NBC or the New York Times, the mainstream media, is pretty much all the articles you see are how EMF and 5G are not harmful to health. Why would that be when all the evidence is to the contrary, when we see all these different studies since the 70s, even before, show that there is harm to the body on many different levels, many different physical and electrical and energetic components of the body. It's all about money. And if, well, really the word got out in more of a mainstream way, I think there'd be much more of a pushback on 5G rollout and a call for more studies done by these companies. But I think they're largely self-regulated. They have lobbyists that, you know, lobby for laws being pushed in their favor. And there's actually, while the whole coronavirus lockdown happened and panic and people were very distracted, there was a law that rolled out to protect 5G. And that met with really no opposition at all, because people were completely distracted. So there's a lot of things that are very, very concerning. And I think in the US, there's a lot of the corporate interests are favored over public health. And this is in every sector, not just 5G. And other countries are not as bought and paid for in the United States. So I think that's why we see so many articles about 5G being completely safe.
Right. Yeah, it is interesting. There's a lot of people I follow or podcasts I listen to, people I really respect and admire even, who very often will talk about how exciting it is that 5G is coming and this technology is going to bring us so many amazing things. And I just get this terrible feeling in the pit of my stomach every time I hear those things. And I'm a lover of science and technology. Like, I love technology. And I think that there's so much that technology can do and will do to benefit our entire human race and planet. But this stuff just feels wrong to me. It just feels like the way it's getting pushed out, the lack of responsibility that these companies are taking to investigate these harmful effects, is just, there's just something fishy. There's something wrong going on. And I feel it in my stomach. And a lot of people are feeling the same way. And they're feeling quite helpless at the same time, which is never a good combination. So
yeah. And they can make frequencies that aren't as harmful. I mean, they can. And 5G isn't necessarily worse than 4G. It depends on the frequency. It depends on the rate that these frequencies are being delivered. And so, and there's, I talked to one expert to talk about how it's not that 5G by itself is 100% bad. And that even the 4G LTE is actually worse than 5G. So it can be an improvement, but it's just, it's not just a 4G or 5G argument, but there's nothing we're really going to be able to do to stop the rollout of increased frequencies. Consumers are going to demand faster download times and there and people
more
around
coverage,
the world.
Cell phone coverage and
yeah, because people around the world, especially in developing countries, they can't afford computers. They have to have a cell phone. And so there's just, this is coming whether we like it or not. We just have to look at way, understand how it affects our body and look for practical ways to protect ourselves.
Thank you for sharing that. It's a really good place to end on. So thank you so much, Wendy. This has been wonderful. You've answered so many questions for us. And thank you for providing that information about essential oils and EMFs as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And people can check out your website is Wendy Myers. No, MyersDetox.com.
Yes.
You've got lots of great information there. And we'll put a link to the Harmony Pendant in the show notes as well. And I'll update that as soon as you have the essential oil infused pendants ready to go too.
You're fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you want to check out the Harmony Pendant Necklace, Wendy has hooked you guys up with an exclusive offer. This week, you can get 50% off the Harmony Pendants. After this week, you can get about 10% off. You can find that exclusive link just below wherever you're listening to this episode or on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. You guys, grab yourself some of these Harmony pendant necklaces. You will feel a difference. I love them. I wear mine every day. My kids wear theirs almost every day. We love the Harmony pendants. So again, if you want that exclusive discount, just look for the link below where you're listening to this episode. Or if you're on our email list, you can find it there. I'll send an email out this week about those. Join our email list if you're not already on it at revolutionoilspodcast.com. Also, if you want to learn even more about EMF and EMF protection options, make sure you are on our email list. This is a topic that I really like to cover in depth from time to time to help you all out, because this is something I know I'm personally very aware of, and a lot of you are looking for solutions. So just go to revolutionoilspodcast.com, sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss important news and updates about that and more. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Samantha Lee Wright. Keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.